right, that was the Hanging Judge, the name of that band. The song is called False Idols. Brand new stuff. I'm going to play three more, and then I'll be up with the Ghouls. This is a local band called the Downhauls. They have a release coming up, I believe, in a week or two. Great band from Salem. Here are the Downhauls.
Place for you to slow down. trace, no grace on this road that you go down. Small town, big shot, made his way to the top.
Small town, big shot, made his way to the top.
Fast pace, fast cars, no place for you to slow down. We're going fast pace. We're going fast.
That was Girl with a Hawk. New one by Girl with a Hawk called Way with Words. Before that, we had Grade 2. Fast Pace was the name of that song. Downhauls was Spit the Poison Out from the Scream into the Void EP. Say 12. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. I'm here with the Ghouls. What's up, guys?
What's up? Yo. It's good to be here.
Introduce yourselves.
I'll start with myself. I'm George. I'm the lead guitarist and the lead vocalist.
I'm Bryce. I'm the drummer.
I'm Peter, and I play the other guitar.
And we're missing our bassist, our lovely bassist, Jacob Babcock. He had work, and he could not get out of it.
Understandable. And I'm Skybar. And so any of you guys can answer any of these questions I throw out at you. Obviously, initially, the big one is, how'd you guys form?
I had for a while, I had a bunch of songs that I just kind of stockpiled. And, like, I'd make it using, like, my computer. I'd do all the fake drums on there and all that. And for a long time, I just didn't have a good set of people, a good reliable set of people to play them. And I had a couple iterations here and there, but I feel really confident with the one I landed on, for sure.
So how long? It hasn't been a long time, right, that you've been together?
No, yeah. We've all, like, as a band, I think we started...
Just over a year.
Yeah. Exactly.
Last April.
Yeah, that was our... Last April was our first gig. Or not last April, but the April of... That was last year.
Yeah.
Was our very first gig as the Ghouls.
It's been quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always ask people, bands that come in, about the name. Who come up with the Ghouls?
Oh, that's Peter.
It's all you.
I just think it's fun to say.
No, it's so fun. Like when he said, like, he had like a bunch of like band names already listed, and a lot of them were like these kind of like phrases that were like very metal names. Yeah, and I was like, these are. I was hearing them. I was like, these would be great if
we were a metal band.
If we were a little bit cooler, but no, we. He said he threw out the Ghouls in my ears. Perked up, and I was like, that might be it.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's pretty random, like with bands. Yeah. It's like that. Someone just, because bands tell me it's hard to find name. It's one of the biggest pain in the asses is finding a name for the band.
No, yeah, it's so stressful. Right? You're like, because like when you're coming up with a name, I feel like everything kind of sounds stupid at first.
Right.
But like, I feel like when. Yeah, like things don't like a good band name doesn't really feel like a good band name until it's been said a few times. Do you have a good like?
Yeah, I was
rule
gonna say,
Peter.
I always just say like, if you can say like the band name and like a thing they've done, and it sounds really like, have you seen the new Ghouls show or the new single or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the new single. Yeah, exactly.
And that
sounds
for
good.
You.
Exactly. It's not, yeah, I think it rolls off the tongue.
I remember a funny. Do you know? Are you familiar with the band X?
Yes, he is.
I think it's funny that, like, X. I think it was Xene. Like in hindsight, she was like, I don't know, that name might have hurt us because people like X. It's, what is that? That's kind of scary. I mean, they're a great band. I've seen them often, but
not terrifying at all.
No, no, yeah, they're not a scary band. They're not a. But it was like, so yeah, you never. And every now and then a band comes in and I say. I think to myself, that's a horrible name. I would never say it, but Ghouls is cool, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But sometimes I'm like, oof, I don't know, might want to rethink that one. So, I just find it funny. I'm an old guy, so, like, I grew up, and most of my peers would listen to, like, the Stones, the Who, the Beatles, the classic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't play any of that on my radio show just because it's kind of been done before.
No, yeah.
Not that I love all those bands. Beatles, who doesn't, but...
You can find that on, like, classic vinyl.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's been done, so I don't play them. I respect them, but I don't play them, so I'm always curious as to, like, what you guys listen to growing up.
That's, I feel like...
Tricky question.
Right.
I started off being raised on a lot of that classic stuff, Beatles, Rolling Stones, ELO, all that, but then I feel like I kind of... got way more into like the whole rock stuff when I got my first copy of Guitar Hero, and it had like all the classics in there. It had like Guns N' Roses, had The Strokes, it had Weezer, it had all the bands that I like nowadays, and I was rocking out to those on a plastic guitar.
You were like, there's more than the classics. It was like eye opening probably to get this.
I was just involved. It's good. It's like listening to music. Oh, music's great and stuff. But like actually like. That's like it being a video game. You're involved in it, even though you're not like actually making the music. You're still
participating.
Exactly, you're participating. You're getting a participation trophy.
I feel like those games created like a whole new canon of like guitar music.
No,
like, everyone's
totally.
Like, yeah, 100%. Like, these are the songs I think of when I think of guitar.
The whole guitar market just like went through the roof when those games came out. People were playing them like I want to do the real thing, and I'm one of those people.
That's funny because I have no idea what that even. I know the concept. It's like a video game, right?
Guitar. Exactly. Yeah. It's just
but
like you got
have...
like some color buttons and you see them on the screen.
True, and you got to press them at the right time. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
And it's mapped to the song, so
it's a simple. It's a simple rhythm game. It's like Dance Dance Revolution, but on a guitar.
Exactly.
You know.
Damn, that's funny.
Yeah.
And so you don't get your music from commercial radio.
No,
that's
I don't know who does anymore. I
think like ultimately people just nowadays either they listen to what like they'll find on very surface level, like social media, like cultural platforms, like really basic like hip hop and stuff like that. I like a lot of hip hop too, but ultimately like it comes down to you just dig yourself deeper into these rabbit holes ultimately if you like fall into niche genre, like if you like a couple niche genres.
Sure. Yeah.
And the internet will just keep spoon feeding you like what you're looking for.
Yeah, you get lambasted.
The archive is infinite. Yeah.
With one type and you say to yourself, I'm broader than this. I don't just listen to this, but
I started listening to Green Day like when I was in like 7th grade and My Chemical Romance, and like from that point forward like YouTube would give me more and more, and
then
Taking Back Sunday, and then it was like Captain Jazz, and now it's like, you know, like random band like from around the corner, like it just divulges.
That, or you get overwhelmed by your choice and you listen to the same three bands.
That that's usually what happens afterwards. That's usually what happens afterwards. You're like, all right, what do I really like here?
Exactly. Yeah. And you go back to the like something like the Beatles or like or Green Day or whatever.
Yeah. I listen to Blink 182.
After you went way too far.
Wait,
come back home.
Yeah.
It's like chicken noodle soup. You just like, you want that comfort meal.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, real. Everyone's got their comfort meal band.
Zero wrong with that. Like, after trying to listen to better and better music, you realize, like, what is actually the point? Like,
sometimes there's nothing wrong with the stuff you started out with.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And get back to your roots.
Yeah, but it's good to have, I think, and when I see you guys live, too, you have, you're not one sound. You do throw different sounds in there in different genres within even a song sometimes. So that's cool.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm gonna play Hellbound, and then we'll get back. We'll talk a bit more about the Rumble in particular and things like that.
Totally.
But this is Hellbound, great track by the Ghouls. We'll be right back. That was Hellbound by the Ghouls. Tell me a little bit about that track.
I wrote it over like a Christmas break from college.
Which one?
Hellbound.
No, no, which Christmas which break?
Oh, that's a good question. 2 years, was it 2023 maybe?
Then, I don't know. Time is really important.
2022 going to 2023, I think, yeah.
No, that we were a band. Wait.
We weren't a band yet.
Oh, you're right, dude. Yeah. We weren't a band yet.
Wow,
that's insane.
You were just a figment of a band at
exactly.
that point.
Exactly.
So I actually had walked in on him practicing with an earlier lineup, and I heard that song, and I go, that's a hit. That's the song.
Yeah.
And so I just graduated from UML with the sound recording degree, and one of my projects was to record a song, and I really wanted to do that. So we ended up using the drums.
Yeah, exactly.
And then re-recorded everything else.
Nice drum takes in a nice studio. Yeah. That's a commodity.
That was like
huge for us back then.
I remember like kind of not like struggling, but I would get to a part and I would mess up and I wouldn't land on my feet and I would get really down on myself. But then there was just like one time someone recorded the whole thing. It was that one. There was this kid, I forget who it was, but there was a kid walking around with his phone in his hands, just recording everybody, like going to George in the booth, and then me and Jacob, the bassist, like in the room, like zooming in people's faces, the instruments and stuff like that. And there's a video of me doing that take, and it's like really well done. I don't think, is that even comped? I don't think it is. Is it?
He doesn't
just
remember.
Just like a few spots, but yeah. Like it was definitely mostly this section is really good.
Yeah.
This section was like, feeling really good on this part. It's
yeah.
definitely like section by
no,
section.
It's, yeah. It's probably,
just
it's
getting
probably
like
pretty lightly touched.
Yeah.
Just the best parts of like each one. Cause I feel like you cooked.
No, that was a good performance.
It was cooking, bro.
Yeah. It was a good. I mean, that one, I was like, all right, like I have definitely enough. Like I felt really good walking out of that after that. Even though I've had like multiple studio sessions after that, that was one that I was like, yeah, like if I did that on tape, my mission was accomplished. So that's all I can do is put myself on the back.
That's a great track. George, do you write all the lyrics?
I do. That one, the lyrics for that. I saw this movie called Pet, and it was like a horror movie.
Pet?
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
No.
It's
ties into the ghoul's name though.
Yeah.
Pet.
It's this horror. It's like.
Okay.
What happens in it is like there's this like really creepy dude, and he goes and he like. locks people in cages, and I was like, that seems horrifying, and
yeah.
then I just kind of put myself in that situation
yeah.
and wrote a song about that, and like as the movie goes on, the protagonist that's in the cage kind of gets like a Stockholm-y syndrome thing.
Oh, yeah.
and she kind of starts really like weirdly enough really liking being inside that cage. That movie disturbed me for like
Cat.
For like a year, and then a year after watching that, I thought about it. I was like, I could write a song.
It was traumatic at the time.
Exactly. Scary movie.
I'll look into it, Pet. But let's jump to the big news recently was you guys were in the Rumble.
Yeah. Mm.
And how'd that go? Did you just hear about it and say, let's submit some music? Did you know, okay, there's this thing going on called the Rock and Roll Rumble?
I went to a Boston Emissions show.
Yeah.
I believe I saw Family Township in Harris.
Yeah.
And when I was there, I went home. I was like, I heard a little bit about Boston Emissions, but I went home and I did a little like extra homework. It's like, who are these people? And I saw that they, like on the very last day that they were accepting submissions, I saw that they were still doing it. I was like, the Rumble.
Yeah.
I looked it up out of Wikipedia and I was like, okay, I have to do something.
Yeah.
They said
this
that.
This is historic. It's been going around for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay, let's see if. Take a fly here and see what happens.
On the forum, they said we needed a website. It was like 9 p.m. Said we needed a website, and I was like, we don't have a website. I like went to Squarespace and like.
Yeah,
quickly,
manufactured one.
I was like, oh, is this look good, guys? Yeah,
text
that looks
the
good.
Group. Hey, can I take like $20 to make a website from the band fund?
I was like, guys, ghouls.com is taken. It's going to cost me $25,000 if I want that. Can we do ghouls.net for $4 instead? Ghouls.net? Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I never understood that aspect of the Rumble where they needed a website, but for whatever, you needed one, you got one, and...
I ended up talking to Angel. She, like, laughed, and she was like, you guys didn't need a website, and I was like...
I mean, I'm like, eh...
It was required in the it was required in the submission.
Said right
I guess I could have put it in my Instagram, but I was scared. I didn't want to get I didn't want it to get rejected.
Yeah.
And so what do you have to send, like one song?
Yep, yeah. You have to just send a song, and you just have to have like a release in the past year. And we
Hellbomb was it for you?
That was it. That was the one. That was the song.
Like I said, it's a hit.
Yes. It is a great. That got you in, yeah.
Exactly.
And so you go to the Rumble, and what'd you think of all these bands around you? It must have been cool to meet all these bands.
Oh, it was so cool.
And to, I always think that whether you win or lose, you're opened up to a whole new audience of people that have never heard of you.
And the whole community of it. Like, you can tell there's like a group of people that really love that whole sphere and really love what they're doing. And it was really nice to, because I really felt like everyone there kind of accepted us with open arms.
Yeah.
It was a lot of different scenes, like all these bands and people, even people individually from all these different scenes from all around the state. And everybody there had an exposure to different kinds, whether it be rock, punk, you know, R&B, country, like everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the good things about it. It's not, you don't get just slammed with one kind of music.
Yeah.
I mean, I think is it still called the Rock and Roll Rumble? They should just call it the Rumble.
The Rumble?
Because you got to call it something, I guess. And there's mostly rock and roll, but yeah, there's country acts in there. Like you said, there's punk, there's all kinds of different stuff in there. Americana.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's cool. So then you go into the Rumble, you're doing well. You win the damn thing, and quite a ride, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my God.
I was rooting for my band. Like, maybe we'll get to the semifinals.
Sure.
I was like, winning, that's like a pipe dream, but like, because there's 24 bands.
And we're the youngest. Like, we were easily younger than everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At least everyone I saw.
For sure.
Yeah.
There are people my age up there. Yeah, no, for sure.
I was the only one up there playing with X's on my hands. I was the only one up there with X's on my hands. That's what I noticed every night. I'm like, I'm the only one here with X's on my hands. It made me so nervous.
I had a feeling that we won when I looked over, like when they were about to do the champagne, and I looked over and I saw the champagne aimed at us.
They said, that's a good sign.
Was not champagne. But sparkling cider. And I was like, no way. They wouldn't be aiming sparkling cider at us if we didn't win.
That's funny. That was the giveaway right there.
Oh, yeah.
But usually there's a... I went to the finals, and I don't know if I went to the semis. I might have, but there's a lot of great stuff going on in the city around that time, so it's hard to cherry pick what shows to go. Like, every Friday or Saturday night, there are like 3 or 4 clubs that I could go to that I'm like this, so I don't get to all the Rumble nights.
It's
tough. 16 of them. But there is generally a vibe and a there is, like, I think you guys going in, I forget who the runner ups were, but I think you guys
Gut Health
and Other Brother Daryl.
Other Brother Daryl.
Yeah,
got their shirts.
Good band.
Good band.
Both like really good bands. Yeah. Honestly,
nice people.
I really liked Gut Health. I liked them a lot. Yeah. Other Brother Daryl was great, too. If there's any band a wild card, it definitely would have been.
Oh, my God.
Easily.
I always say if this was, like, just a music Rumble, I always say, like, Other Brother Daryl should be my win.
Definitely very nervous calling into those finals.
For sure. Great energy out of Gut Health. Amazing just, like, musicality out of Other Brother Daryl.
I've seen Gut Health on, like, a lot of bills. They told me, like, we've played like a lot of shows that have paid us like really well, and like that made me like, well, that was after no that was after after like we won it. I was like talking to them, but like, I don't know, before, like, I've seen their name like everywhere, so when I saw that they were in the finalists with us, I was like, oh geez, like,
oh, we got our work cut out,
like,
for us.
I know who these guys are, so
and those are those three right there, you guys and Gut Health and Other Brother, they're totally different bands.
No, for sure.
Oh, yeah, 110%. Right? Yeah.
So, yeah, but there was momentum. I think everyone, I had a sense that you guys were going to win going into that final night. What do you get? And then the other thing is, what do you get when you win the run? What are the perks? You get, like,
so much stuff.
It's tough to get through.
A lot of stuff. Oh, yeah, you're still weeded through.
We are.
We still have, like, hours and hours of studio time.
Still. Yeah. I think that it totals to $23,000.
Sweet.
Stuff.
all added up, like studio time.
Studio time, t-shirts,
guitar tech stuff.
Poster consultation.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Photo shoots. I think a video shoot. A banner.
Video shoot. Free music video.
Free microphone. A bunch of random stuff. I'm sure I'm forgetting a bunch.
I have soup to nuts. Great thing.
PR for whenever the recording comes out. We have two separate PR packages.
Fantastic.
A lot of great stuff. It really feels like a get your band up and going starter kit for sure.
Yeah. Sure. I'm gonna play a couple that you just sent me. Well, should I play them both now? I'm gonna play one now. We'll talk a bit, and then I'll play the last.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna play Pocket of Gold. Is that it? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm gonna play that next, and then we'll come back and babble a bit more. We'll play what else we got. Let you guys get out of here. This is Pocket of Gold.
Totally.
Okay, that was Pocket of Gold. One of your latest, I guess we could call it?
I guess. I mean, we've been playing it for a bit, but definitely...
As far as, like, being
out to the
radio airwaves, so to speak.
Coming this fall, hopefully.
Definitely coming this fall.
Yeah. Think that'll potentially be a leading single?
At least an 8-song album.
At least
that's
eight
all
songs.
From the Rumble.
Nice.
That's all from the Rumble, which is really good.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So you have eight anyway, mm-hmm. and we were just talking off here. You're not positive yet about whether you're going to put like a few singles out.
We're still
mulling that over.
Exactly.
One or two, right?
We got some planning sessions to do.
Yeah.
For sure, but we're definitely chipping at it slowly every day. The plan, every single time we go into the studio, the plan seems to shift a little bit more and more. The more we learn about what we actually have, I feel.
Well, it came on so fast for you guys.
No, exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
And you put in plan on winning the Rumble, and that has a whole set of things with it. Like, after you win the Rumble, I feel like you almost have to put something out, right?
No, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
It's so
the goal, like I said, the goal is to get the ball rolling as soon as the fall.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a full. And when it comes out, I'm speculating here, but when it comes out, do you think it'll be available in some sort of physical format, like a CD, or is it all digital?
That's a passion.
CDs
thing.
Are easy. It's so easy to just get a bunch of CDs and just press it on.
I would love that.
Sell them for $10 a pop.
Yeah, I would love that.
I think we have to look into. I would love like a vinyl release. We
could that too, but I didn't even ask for that because that's so expensive.
We could blow our whole band.
But if you can't,
that's
do
what
it
I'm
right.
saying.
We have it in the band fund. We'd blow our band fund on it. But
that would
we
be
have it.
You'd get a vinyl out.
We've done the research.
I don't know if we were bigger, then it would be a very good investment, and we would make money. But I.
There's a sensible approach.
Let's put the CDs over.
No, the CDs would probably be a tad. Bit more profitable.
Yeah,
that is definitely maybe it's sad.
Maybe there's more desire for the deluxe version. I feel like with CD, like people are more like they view it more as digital files for some reason, even though I know it's not really.
No, it's great. It's great when you can hold something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Is just I want to be able to be like, this is our album,
and look at a liner note hold and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, get the you gotta get on designing the booklet. That'd be
right.
So sick.
That's a whole nother avenue too, though. The artwork and whatever you want to do.
He does all the artwork. He does a really good job with all of it. All the ghoul stuff is exactly. It's all him. I saw when I wasn't sure about the band name, he sent me the band like a bunch of band logos of the ghouls, and he like snuck that little guy like next to it, and I was like, that's the logo.
That's him.
He found him.
Yeah,
I knew what I was doing. I had a plan.
He was scheming, and I didn't know. I was like, I thought I was making the big money moves, and all along he played me like a fiddle.
That's what the CD's for, though. I love CDs, so it'll be on a CD. Hopefully, that's great. One other thing, another question. Like back in the day, you would get your music out there via. I don't remember a magazine called The Phoenix. Phoenix would have all the listings every week for all the clubs that you go see. And again, nowadays, you can't rely on commercial radio. Like BCN would, again, have shows, and they would do all local music and list shows and whatnot. So how do you get your music out there? Is it just all social, like Instagram and...
A lot of it's social media. One of the things we got through the Rumble is like a nice PR package. And I was told that some of that goes to Spotify playlists. And Spotify playlists are a huge way... that people kind of like pick up on your stuff, because a lot of people just kind of look up like this, like a certain vibe, like rock playlist or something. They'll throw it on, then they'll hear a song. Oh wow, I really like that. All the times where our song has kind of like picked up on views, aside from like general, like the Rumble for example, has been from when our song was in a random playlist for a short period of time. That was always the way it kind of picked up.
Yeah.
So Spotify is still big.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Spotify and Apple Music, that's the
all
other one.
Streaming.
Yeah. It's a pain, but a good thing about it is that like at least a good thing that I think social media does is when you play with a big band or whatever and you're put on a bill, people will see that bill and they'll see your name, and it sticks with you more. These posters are more accessible, like you don't have to pay to put it in a magazine.
Right.
I don't have to print anything out, and by chance you might see it walking down the street. It's there. It's in your face. So it's I think it's good in that way, but bad in the streaming is bad.
Because you just get nothing out of monetarily. You get nothing out of the streams.
If you have a record deal, you do.
Right.
But if you don't,
90% of bands around here, no.
No, absolutely not. Right. No.
I definitely view it as like an exposure thing / getting people to listen to it. And then that will get them to come out to the shows.
And hopefully then they will purchase a CD.
Yes.
No, exactly.
But you have a great stage presence, and you have a great vibe, it seems like, with like a lot of your people, for lack of a better word, showed up at the Rumble. Right?
Yeah. It was
you're in the crowd a lot, showing. On your back, doing but you seem to do at most shows, right?
No, yeah. I feel like it wouldn't be a ghoul show if I wasn't doing it.
You're a people
like
pleaser.
That.
You got to get in there with them and mix it up, right?
Every now and again, I go to a show where, like, sometimes people, like, don't react too well to them. Like, they're like, they kind of get, like, because they don't see it. Sometimes they don't see it too much. And, like, what's happening?
What's the matter with them? Is he okay?
Exactly. I mean, I feel like in those situations, if I, like, were to hold back, then it would it just wouldn't be us. So I'm stuck. Even if they make the face, doesn't matter. I'm still doing it.
I'd say I'm a pretty lucky drummer. I'm in four bands, and three out of those four bands, each lead, the three different lead, you know, vocalists, lead guitarists, they all do that. I don't see many other bands do that, so I'm just, I'm spoiled. No, it's fun.
Yeah,
everybody likes it. Nobody doesn't like that.
No, of course.
No, I like it, and a lot of I see a lot of bands do it. Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm gonna play Garfield, and I guess we'll close it up. We'll got a few more things to talk about, I imagine. But this is Garfield again from the Ghouls. Mic turned around here. By the way, normally my show is 8 to 9 p.m. until 10 tonight, and the 9 to 10 o'clock hour will be all local music, so stay tuned. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, ghoul guys.
I like that. No one's ever called us that.
Well, yeah. First time here at MFO, the ghoul guy. Yeah, that might. I don't know, that's not sticking. But that's not.
We're gonna put that on a shirt, actually.
Yeah, ghoul guy, and then maybe like ghoul gal. Like we can get like. I feel like all the guys would get ghoul gal. Girls would get ghoul guy.
Total segue there. Went off the rails for a minute. But all right. So anything else you want to plug or mention about any upcoming shows or?
Totally. So first off, I guess like the best way to hear about any of our stuff coming up is probably through our Instagram, at the.ghouls.ma. That is at the.ghouls.ma. We have stuff. We're, like I said, we're recording stuff. Hopefully, we'll definitely be getting a good release cycle going in the fall.
You'll get two singles at least.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And
this is being, you're doing all this work at, you told me off here. Were you getting this done?
We got a few studios.
Right.
We've been to Q Division, mm-hmm, and New Show Alliance Colin Audio
and Ethan. Those guys are wonderful to work with.
They're great, great people. We still have 37 Foot Productions, a day in the studio with Brian Charles. That's gonna be pretty cool. And then also we got a day in the studio with the guy from Old Jack from Other Brother Daryl.
Dang.
Which is gonna be we still have three studios we gotta go to.
Never mind, we have like 10 songs.
It's 10. It's definitely 10.
Yeah, no, we have our work's cut out for it. We got a very busy summer. We're basically doing something every weekend.
That's great though.
Cantab Lounge.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday and
Friday. If you can't make Tuesday, go to Friday. If you can't make Friday, go to Tuesday.
Yeah, simple.
You should come to the Tuesday one. I'm playing with my boss's band, Dead Pixels. Very exciting.
We have Taffeta the week after. Is that
Taffeta
right?
The week after. And also Lowell Folk Fest at Thirsty First.
Yeah, we have that too.
Couple of things coming up.
So you're busy. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Tuesday I can't make because I'll probably be here. Yeah. But Friday as well, you said?
Yep.
And if you can't make Tuesday, you gotta listen to WMFO at the very least.
Yeah.
Because you'll hear the ghouls quite often. I'm certainly on my show, and I'm sure on most shows here.
Nice.
To play local
music. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. But, and I put this on Facebook, and I'm like, these guys, no one under the age of 30 is actively on Facebook. So,
I have the Instagram hooked up to the Facebook, so it's just so I can get everyone.
For mom and dad.
Exactly. The only reason I'm on it is for the show. I mean, I think Facebook has way more negatives than positives, but when you have a radio show, it's a necessity. Post about my show every week. Told me you guys were coming on and all that stuff. But
nice.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
This is lovely.
Yeah. You're a great band. You'll get plenty of spins here. I look forward to the CD.
Nice.
When a CD comes out, obviously it'll get a lot of play here. And all right, I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna play somebody to Dropkick Murphys. And thanks again, guys.
Of course.
Thank you.
You got it.
If they can make a law, then I can break a law. If I can break a law, will the law break me? It comes tumbling down again. Make a law, then I can break the law. If I can break the law, will the law break me? Come tumbling down again. I can't.
reason. I read your gospel and moved me to tears, but I couldn't find the hate and I couldn't find the fear. I met your savior, I knelt at his feet, and he took my 10 bucks and he went down the street. I tried to believe all the things that you said, but my friends that aren't dying are already dead. Raise a toast to St. Joe Strummer.
Against